Hello, and a warm welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show is themed on the music people were humming back in 1958, some of it new, some of it recycled from past decades. Connie Francis had three hits that year, two of which were composed in the 1920s, Carolina Moon and this, from the pens of Burt Kalmar, Harry Ruby and Ted Snyder. Who's Sorry Now? Who's Sorry Now, an all-too-short segment from a medley of Horace Finch playing the Wurlitzer in the Empress Ballroom Blackpool in 1959, from an LP issued by the BBC in the 1970s. One of 1958's biggest hits was Volare, composed and sung by an Italian, Domenico Modugno, with a cover that same year by Dean Martin. British comedian Charlie Drake also made a cover record, as only he knew how. This next arrangement was taped by Lynn Larson on the Giant Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona in 2000.
Thank you.
The songwriting team of Bacharach and David started in 1957, with their first hit being The Story of My Life. That was followed shortly afterwards by Perry Como's success with Magic Moments, which put the song at number 36 overall in 1958. In 2004, Nigel Ogden released a CD dedicated to Bacharach and David's music, 22 tracks of their songs from 1957 to 1969, featuring the Blackpool Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. Magic Moments, Nigel Ogden and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. I featured the next song in my 1944 show some time back, but it pops up again in 1958 with a revival by the Platters, four guys and a gal who had one of the most successful vocal groups of the 1950s. They were noted for the revival of older material, Harbour Lights, To Each His Own, If I Didn't Care, and this, Twilight Time, which American organist Eddie Weaver recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Musk Civic Center in Richmond, Virginia in 1978.
Thank you.
In 1957, the film Bridge Over the River Kwai, set in Burma in World War II, hit the cinema screen. The iconic theme music by Malcolm Arnold was based on Kenneth Alford's 1916 march Colonel Bogey, to the extent that it's difficult to tell the two apart. Mitch Miller's single of March from the River Kwai hit the charts on both sides of the Atlantic in 1958. Now, I don't have a recording of that on Theatre Pipes, but I do have Colonel Bogey by Blackpool organist John Bowdler, which keeps very much to the original marching speed as depicted in the film. Played as a slow foxtrot, again on the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, that was A Certain Smile, as taped by former house organist David Graham, who says he's now happily retired. It was the theme music from the 1958 film of the same name, composed by the popular team of Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain, and was Johnny Mathis' only hit that year. The American orchestra of Billy Vaughan was immensely popular in the 1950s and early 60s, with both singles and LPs that charted consistently. Two of his biggest successes in 1958 were Blue Hawaii and La Paloma. First, La Paloma, penned by Spanish composer Sebastián Heradié around 1860. This is Robert Wolff's recording from 1994, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection in Fakenham, Norfolk. Blue Hawaii, which dates from the 1937 film Waikiki Wedding, charted for the Billy Vaughan Orchestra late in 1958, following hot on the heels of La Paloma. That was almost 3 years before the release of Elvis Presley's film of the same name, and the soundtrack of which, incidentally, was the first LP I ever purchased. I have two distinct arrangements of Blue Hawaii by George Wright, one issued in 1963 on his Great Hawaiian Melodies album, and this, his later recording on his Hollywood Philharmonic organ in his home in the Hollywood Hills. Thank you. George Wright and his 1996 version of Blue Hawaii close today's Hot Pipes. Hope you've enjoyed this brief excursion into the popular music of 1958, and that you'll join me again next time for the final show in this series of 1950s hit tunes. Until then, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye everyone, and thanks for listening.